8:11 here on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Morning. 64 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
We always love to say hello to our listeners on AM 1340 and those listening on the free WRHI app.
And those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103 and Facebook Live. We're really off our rocker today. You stole my thunder earlier, and now I didn't even give my own thunder.
We love to promote the positives, and we love to promote each other.
We kind of take each other's gold stars back and forth all day long.
The competition.
No.
Healthy competition, though. But no, it's great. Well, one of our favorite guests, well, she's in the studio. She is definitely a friend of the family. Melanie Cooper with the Arts Council of York County. She swings by once a month to let us know what's going on in our various galleries and beyond. And good morning, friend.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so you're busy all the time throughout the year, but even in the summer, things do slow down a little bit for you all.
Bit.
And that's a good thing, right?
It's an amazing thing.
She's like, thank you.
Because your fall, you rock and roll.
We do.
So hard and fast.
We do. You're already planning the Blues and Jazz Festival.
I was just thinking about when's our next festival. Wow.
Oh, man. Well, tonight is the annual meeting.
That's right.
And kind of bring us up to speed a little bit about the importance of having an annual meeting.
Sure. The annual meeting is our chance to let everybody know. It's open to the public. People can come. They can, you know, sit. They can listen to the presentations. We've got some great food by Melanie Rowe Catering and drinks from O'Darby's. So, but it's your chance to learn what we've accomplished in the arts, see the struggles we faced, learn about our successes, and see where the future is. We also give out two awards during this meeting. We give out the Business and the Arts Award, and we give out the Ben Ardrey Volunteer of the Year Award. So it is a really great time to acknowledge people who and organizations who have supported the arts through the year.
It's like our local Oscars.
That's right. Yes, it actually is.
Golden Globes and everything else in between.
That's right.
No, it's so important. It is so fascinating once the report comes out of how much the arts community pumps into our community.
Yeah.
It really is remarkable. I mean, the Mural Mile is a great example
of my goodness.
The discussions that happen because you see a beautiful painting. There's something about art in some form or fashion that just sparks conversation. It's pretty to look at. Yeah. It shows that a community is invested in more than just the basics.
That's right.
That a community is supposed to do.
That's right.
And it goes beyond. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just kudos to y'all.
A healthy arts community is a sign of a healthy community. You want to see when people are moving to the area, when people are thinking about staying in the area, they do consider what is available to them in the arts, whether they know they're considering it or not. It adds to your quality of life. It gives you things to do. It makes life prettier. Mm-hmm. And it sparks conversation. I mean, we held a week with Joyce Morrow Jones last week, which was fantastic. And she did a two floral crown workshops over at the Mercantile on Friday. And I don't know if you've checked out her Instagram, but the photos of the crowns that those people made are phenomenal. But the conversations they had, there were like soul-bearing moments that were just so inspiring to watch. And people had emotional moments where they just had breakthroughs with like things they had been struggling with. And these crowns, when they finished, they just glowed and they really suited the folks. So
that's amazing.
Well, we're lucky to have the Arts Council here helping to guide all of us. And you do not need to be an art connoisseur, right?
No,
and know all the artists and know if you're looking at a painting and people say, do you see this? You don't have to impress them by saying, sure, yes, because that's what's beautiful about art, right? You might see a red dot on just a piece of canvas and say it's a red dot on a piece of canvas, and you might just say, do you see this? And it's beautiful, regardless.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm a big arts fan and totally agree with you. Your community is only as healthy as your arts community, and arts necessarily doesn't mean like painting or drawing.
Right.
It's everything. It's all encompassing. It's music. It's poetry. It's just everything else in between.
Yeah.
But we can go on and on and
on.
But
yeah.
I love that. I know you do too. Okay. So what else is going on this summer within the Arts Council of York County?
So if you are an artist who creates on the regular, we hold monthly artist meetups at the Dalton Gallery at the Center for the Arts. And our new gallery manager, Devin Gardner is going to continue those. They were started by Mike Gentry before he left. This is a really fantastic time to, number one, get together with local artists and talk to them about what you're doing, what they're doing, find some inspiration. But also, you can bring your artwork and have it critiqued. And so you can have your peers, your contemporaries, take a look at what you're doing and offer suggestions and offer just different guidance that you may not have thought of as you were working on it. Sometimes you get working in a silo, I mean, in any job, and you if you don't look up, you don't know what you're not seeing. And so having that outside influence, that outside conversation can be very helpful.
It's almost like a mentor group for each other. Mm-hmm. That's incredible because I know that you kind of think your process, your art is perfect. And then you've got someone like Lucas that goes, well, you colored a little outside the line there.
There's always a Lucas in the group for sure. You know, it's interesting because in today's time, people do not like to be critiqued,
right?
People want to be, to Alex's point, everything you do is perfect. We see that on social media. So to have a safe space, and it doesn't mean that you're not going to be critiqued, but you go in there, your sleeves rolled up, knowing that you're not maybe presenting your best work, but you're just curious, right?
You're able to grow. Critique.
Yeah, critiques are huge. I mean, they're a big part of any job. I mean, we get it in this line of work a lot, but in the art community too. But what a great opportunity. So you can bring your work and have someone else just look at it and see what might inspire you based on what they say.
Yeah.
And you go from there. I love it. So that's Saturday.
That is Saturday, June 20. What date is it?
4th.
Thank you. Yes. I couldn't even tell you what today was, honestly.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, me either.
You got here on time. That's the only thing that we
cared. I knew it was the 4th Thursday.
It's the 24th from 12 to noon, for sure.
And then another thing that we started during the pandemic that has continued is First Fridays Rock Hill. Mm-hmm. And First Fridays is coming up. It's the 7th, I believe, of July. So just after the holiday. It's the same week, though. And this is a great opportunity to come down to Old Town. We've got music. There's theater happening. The Rock Hill Theater is doing Sweeney Todd up in the courtroom, which I am super curious they're going to do that and where the blood is going.
Yes.
There's apparently a lot of blood.
There
and those folks from Sweeney Todd are going to join us next Friday here to talk about it. So I'm going to try to get those questions answered for you.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see those sets go up in the courtroom. But so that's taking place. People are hosting concerts. There are pop-ups where you can go get, you know, things from local vendors and then food trucks and things like that. So it is a great time to come check out what Old Town has to offer.
Well, check out the Arts Council of York County. You can sign up for their newsletter and see all what's going on. It might be a little calm right now, but it's just getting ready for a very busy fall. And that's how we like things for sure. Mm-hmm. Melanie, great catching up with you, friend. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.